So, we come here today to just meditate for about 45 minutes. It's pretty sensitive, right? And just being able to find a calm environment and just being able to just put aside some time where you're not busy. You know, you're not on the computer, you're not watching TV, you're not cooking, you're not doing anything. So this is kind of like a time that you give to yourself to just have a break from the world, pretty much. To be able to just forget about everything and just go to a place of just being in the present moment. Like just being in the stillness. And you know, this kind of practice, it may sound easy, but it's kind of difficult to do. But I think through practice, then eventually the mind will always settle down. I always like to sort of take just examples from, like, you know, just like from nature, you know, from life, things growing up, like, you know, you have a baby that's been born, becomes a toddler, becomes a child, and then it becomes like a fully grown adult. And then you also have like, just like growing a small tree from a seed. Yeah, it gets bigger, and then after, you know, 40, 50 years, there's something massive. There's sort of like a growing process there. And the nice thing about the meditation is that there's also like a natural process, which kind of means that you don't really force the mind to become peaceful. You don't control the mind to, you know, watch the breath. But instead, you just put in the contributing factors that allow the mind to become peaceful and still over the years. So there's like, you can compare that to like, you know, just growing something. You don't need to water the plant every day. You don't need to feed it every day. You just need to be able to just be mindful, watch it, see how it's growing, and just give it what it needs. So when you think it needs a little bit of water, you give it water. When you think it needs a little bit of food, you give it food. And I think it's the same with this mind and this process of meditation. A lot of times when you're here, you sort of get taught by the monks, you know, to let things be. It's sort of like letting nature sort of take its course. So you're sitting down and you're watching your mind and you're just seeing whatever's happening in it. For beginners, or even for people who's meditated for a long time, the mind will be kind of moving a lot. But that's just the nature of it, because of just us being human beings, you know. Like, in a sense, we have the human mind, I always think, is just a great tool for human existence. I mean, look at what it can do. Soon we'll be flying off to Mars and living on it. So the mind has like amazing kind of capabilities. And if it can do things like that, then I think you can also turn the mind to like more of a spiritual kind of guide it towards like silence and peace. You know, if it's able to achieve great things, then surely it's able to just be quiet for a little while. So it's all about kind of letting things be and observing the mind and seeing what it needs. when you're meditating. Like seeing what it needs to, in a sense, become like a better meditator. You know, the little tools that you learn that you can sort of use when you're meditating. And I think one of the tools, like one of the great tools that you can use is just being able to just be aware of this very moment, and just using kind of like wise labels to label your experience. You know, sometimes there may be a little bit of quietness in the mind. And, you know, at times we may label it as, oh, this is boring. Oh, you know, nothing's happening. It's not working. You know, those kinds of labels are unskillful for the mind. But instead, when you have like a little bit of quietness in the mind, a little bit of peace, then you can sort of like use the labels of, hey, you know, this is peaceful, or hey, you know, I'm in the present moment. Because sometimes that's all it is. You know, you can be sitting down and your mind could be fairly rested, it could be fairly quiet, and nothing is kind of happening. But because of the way that we look at our own minds, kind of being critical, finding fault because it's not perfectly still, it's not perfectly watching the breath. So in a sense, we're not content with whatever we're seeing. But if we can sort of see it for what it is, then in a sense, our mind state isn't all that bad. So instead, when you have like a little moment of quietness, just kind of understand that that's like a place of where peace is, or that's a place of where stillness is. And that's the place where, like as meditators, it's something that we would like to sort of revisit all the time. And then just going back to that stillness or to that quietness, there's so many things that you can learn from it. You can learn that, you can sort of say, you know, why do they call it peaceful? You know, it's like, the reason why they call it peaceful is because there's a lack of something happening there. You know, it's like, and when you look at the mind, you know, when the mind is unpeaceful, when the mind is agitated, you know, what is happening there? What's happening is the mind's been stirred up, it's kind of thinking about something, it's not, it's just restless, thoughts are going here and there. That kind of thing is sort of like a mind which is agitated, which isn't still. So then you go, okay. And then you just have a little bit of quietness when you're meditating. There's a bit of stillness there. And in a sense, you know, why is it peaceful? And I think one of the reasons why it's peaceful is because you're actually giving yourself a break from the stresses that you may have in life. And that is something that you can't really see if you're busy all the time, because you're just basically caught up in it. And sometimes, you know, when you find yourselves in these situations, it's nice to sort of take a pause and give yourself a break. So you're just in the office and you're like super busy. Just walk around the corner and just sit down and just let go of that tension, let go of that whatever's in your mind. And then you can understand, hey, you know, having a lack of these kinds of stresses in the mind is peaceful. And that's what we're essentially doing when we're meditating, we're the busyness of the world. You know, we've let go of being at home, where there's a million thousand things happening. Hopefully we've turned off our cell phones, so we've let go of that as well. And now we're in this room, we're kind of letting go of the body because we're not walking, we're not exercising, we're not doing anything with it, and we're sitting still. So the mind hasn't got the body to focus on. And then we take it further, and then we just let go of seeing. You know, we're not looking at anything. So the mind is sort of like detaching itself. And you can see, just having that physical, like, detachment, just getting yourself here, kind of may have given you some sort of, like, good feelings, or, you know, you're going to meditate. Well, it's great, you know, I'm going to get to meditate now, kind of thing. Because COVID's going to come around in a couple of weeks and I might not be able to get here. and then it's sort of like, and then you do that, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, it's like the body's becoming tranquil, the body's becoming peaceful, I'm coming to a nice place. And you sort of like take that further and sort of, you know, let go of the thinking. If you understand, I think one of the things that we hear a lot just growing up in the monasteries is because we don't understand how kind of burdensome the thinking mind is, that's why we end up holding on to it. And it just becomes like a part of just like a daily routine, and we just keep on doing it all the time. So we get taught to sort of see thoughts as kind of a burden, and it's not useful when you meditate. And it's, in general, it's kind of like if you sort of meditate long enough, you can sort of see the, you know, the effects that thinking has, and see the effects that just going to a quiet place has, then you can understand the benefits of just meditating from time to time. Just being able to give yourself that break from the world, and just doing this one simple kind of technique which moves away from an agitated mind and into a mind where it's more stable, more quiet. And yeah, you know, that's basically all it is. And the more stable and still your mind can become, just the more deeper it kind of gets, you know. And just, I think as meditators, we're trying to sort of give ourselves the benefit of the doubt and tell ourselves that, hey, you know, we're not hitting the deep meditations or anything like that, but whatever is in front of us, our own minds, it's kind of okay. It's actually not too bad. And just in a sense, sort of give yourself that kind of encouragement. And just being able to, like, just watch and observe and learn from your own meditation experience. Learn what an agitated mind is. Learn what a quiet mind is. And in a sense, because as human beings, we just want to find the easy way, I guess. You get to understand that having a peaceful mind is the easy way, and having a mind which is agitated is the hard way. So yeah. So what we'll do now is we'll just meditate. I'll just maybe just guide you for a little bit, first 5 to 10 minutes, and then I'll just keep quiet and you guys can just meditate yourselves. Okay. You can sleep if you want. But no snoring, please. All right. So you've been sitting down for the last 15 minutes and just relaxing into your posture, just relaxing into the atmosphere, your mind. Hopefully it's calmed down. And you're just be in the moment. And just know that being in the moment is perfectly okay. It's a nice place to be. You don't need to search for glitz and glamour of the meditation, whatever you have now. It's pretty nice. So you're just allowing your mind and body to rest. And just being mindful of whatever's happening now. And just sort of enjoy or appreciate the peace that you may have right now. And you're just meditating with an attitude of just being calm towards whatever's happening now. having like a rested attitude towards the meditation, because we're going to be sitting here for a while. You don't want to be struggling with your will, pushing things forward or pulling things back, but instead just being able to be calm with the existence which is happening in your mind right now. And just allow things to flow. And as your mind is settling down, it's always nice to kind of have a meditation object to sort of put your mind on, to help it keep peaceful, help it keep still. So whatever object you like to watch, just whether it's the breath, the body, or whatever meditation you like to do, just turn your mind to that object and allow your mind to just continue meditating. Any questions? Well, the internet's working. Okay, there's one of the questions is, do monks have nightmares? Maybe some Mangalo can answer that. No, sorry. I remember once a monk, he had some sort of dream. It wasn't a nightmare, but it was kind of violent. So in his dream, he ended up punching the brick wall of his kuti when he was sleeping. So when he woke up, he had a busted hand. So yeah, monks have dreams like that, I guess. Okay. What is your thoughts of how to manage anxiety? It's hard to walk alone outside or go out for work. I can't do the stuff which I used to do before. Thank you. Yeah, I guess just really depends on the type of anxiety. I guess it's a really broad word, I guess, when it comes to the word anxiety. And there's, I guess, you just got to find things that work for you. Yeah, maybe have a job that is more suitable to your temperament, and like the people around you kind of helps contribute you to become a more calmer person, instead of putting yourself into like a workplace where it sort of like triggers your environment. So I guess, yeah, maybe be a little bit more like picky on the kind of work you do, and stuff like that, yeah. It's like, it's hard to walk alone outside, so the anxiety must be quite strong. Yeah, there's a lot of fear, whatever's happening there. So, you know, meditation helps, I guess. A monk once said, like, sometimes it's like, if meditation doesn't help, then sometimes it's wise to take some medication. A monk actually said that once. He said, meditation doesn't help, I think I might start taking medication. But sometimes, yeah, maybe seek professional help if the anxiety is like super strong and you can't control it. It's like making you throw up. There's a lot of fears there in your own mind. Maybe some medication can sort of help calm it down, and then you can sort of incorporate more of the practices of meditation to sort of help calm your mind down, get it a little bit more healthier, and then sort of find a balance. I've lived with people with sort of mental health, and you know, trying to balance between their problems with meditation and medication. What happens is, after a while, their mental state does get a lot better, like living in a good environment and meditating and doing good things, and the mind kind of gets becomes healthier for doing that. And then, because the mind is becoming healthier, doing the natural things like meditation and exercising and all that kind of stuff, people are able to sort of lower their doses of the medication that they're on. So yeah, you could kind of take that approach. Maybe if it's just too strong, seek some help, and then use, you know, meditation to sort of lighten the dosage over time. And you can still have, you know, people still have a great quality of life on medication. Can one be intentionally patient, or is it a getting to know the components that impatience consist and letting them go by making peace with them by seeing that in some cases they are helpful? Just patience is patience is a big part of the meditation practice, because I guess a lot of the times when you're practicing, things don't seem to be going all that well. So patience is very, very helpful when it comes to the path of meditation. Yeah. And I think it's something that gets hold, monks kind of, so one of these ideas that monks kind of hold dearly in their hearts when it comes to the practice of meditation, because, you know, we can be meditating for a long, long time and so the progress can be kind of slow. So just using patience within the practice is helpful. Yeah, so yeah, hope that answers the questions. And any questions from the floor? No? Okay, cool. Okay, we can pay respects to the Buddha and then we can go.